church. It is so great to be here today. I missed my cue. I was supposed to be the opening greeter here, and I was over there yapping, but it's so great to be here today. This is our All Nations Sunday. This is where we celebrate our diversity and celebrate each other as far as how far God has brought us from. I look out across the congregation, and God has brought us a long way. Some of us have come all the way across the globe, some of us just across the street, but nevertheless, God has brought us together, and it is such an honor to have all of our brothers and sisters. This is where we have our African International, and we have, they'll be up here in a little bit, and then we have our Voces Unidas, which is our Spanish and our African works, and we are so glad to be here today. And celebrate. We had to cancel our outdoor activities, obviously, because of the weather. We'll be doing that next week. But God bless you all. And I'm just excited about today. I've got a lifelong friend, Steve Rogers, is going to be. I'm excited about introducing him today. It is my 60th birthday, and they were trying to figure out a way to roast me. So I'm going to roast him and see how well he roasts back. I told him, I said, I know enough dirt on you as you know on me, so I get to introduce you first. So, but let's pray. Can we do that? Let's just start this service out in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for your many blessings. I thank you, Lord, for every one of my brothers and sisters that are here. Lord, those that are guests that are here, we're thankful that they are here worshiping with us today. Going to have a great service today, worshiping with our brothers and our sisters. And Lord, I'm so thankful that you've brought us all together here today for such an awesome, awesome occasion. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Let's just stand. Let's worship. Today is just a day to celebrate. And we're just going to celebrate today. God bless you. So great to see Brother and Sister Thompson with us today. God bless you.
Wanting a place to hide this weary soul, this bag of bones. And I tried with all my might, but I just can't win the fight. I'm slowly drifting, a vagabond. Just when I ran out. Like ashes in the wind. So long to my old friends. Burdens and bitterness. You can just keep on moving. No, you ain't welcome here. From now till I walk the streets of gold, I'll sing of how you'd save my soul. This wayward son that's found way back home.
Pick me up, you turn me around, you place my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because you healed my heart, you changed my name. Forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because you healed my heart. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank you in my heart. turn me around, place my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because you healed my heart, you changed my name. Forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God.
Works. righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. I want to add to Pastor Roy's greetings, especially to our guests that are here this morning and online. Welcome to our All Nations Sunday. There's an offering date coming up in October, so you have time to prepare for that, for All Nations Sunday. We do that every year, but we try to coordinate our All Nations Sunday celebration with our Summer Fun Fest. And unfortunately, due to weather, we're not doing Summer Fun Fest today, but we're going to do that next week. We're going to have our normal service schedule next week, and then afterwards we're going out onto the grounds to enjoy the fun and the fellowship that we had planned for today. So please keep that in mind. Casual again next Sunday. I know it really pains a lot of you to be casual, but we're going to be casual next Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, Sunday school, and adult Sunday school here in the auditorium, 11 o'clock preaching, and then outside for fun, food, and fellowship. Everyone say fun, food, and fellowship. All right. Well, and we're glad that you're here. We have a lot of guests with us today, and we're glad that you're with us. Especially excited to hear Pastor Steve Rogers. Amen. Good to see Brother and Sister Thompson here. I saw Cecily Grant sneak up onto the platform here. Amen. All because it's Pastor Roy's birthday. Let's do that now. We'll do that now. Where's Marvin? Yeah, bring it out. Amen. It's Pastor Roy's 39th birthday or thereabouts. The big 6-0. Come on up, Pastor. We have a gift for you. Son-in-law is bringing it out. Amen. If you want to unwrap it, you can do that here on a... We all want to see what it is. He doesn't look a day over 59 and 364 days, does he?
Now, this is something a guy would understand. I just bought a Milwaukee tool set. My wife got me. And they didn't have much for batteries. Woo! I could run with the big dogs now. Thank you so very much. It's Brandon Matt. We're Brandon. Stand up, Brother Brandon. It's his birthday today, too. And then, is Ella Carter here? Are the Carters here? They're not here today? So, Brandon, I'll let you borrow a battery or something. Where?
Sister Linda's here.
Oh, Linda? No, I'm looking for Ella Carter. That's Brother Travis Carter's their daughter. That Carter? I'm sorry. Anyway, it's her birthday today, too, so I was going to make mention of that. So thank you very much. God bless you all. And, thank you.
Amen. Happy birthday, Pastor Roy. Brother Rogers has known Pastor Roy since they were toddlers, I think. I don't know, 5 years old? I guess they were out of the toddler phase by then. But 1967, the summer of love, they called it. That's not what they called it. Okay. We're having fun, I hope. This Friday, we have all church prayer at 7 o'clock. And as we've already mentioned, our outdoor activities are postponed today because of the weather. But after service, we will be having an ice cream social to celebrate Pastor Roy's 60th birthday over in the fellowship hall. Everyone's welcome to attend. And we also have with us today two other churches that are part of Calvary Gospel Church, but we don't always get together. I'd like for everyone from African International Ministries to stand up. Pastor Claude disappeared. All right. And we'd like everyone from Voces Unidas en Jesucristo to stand. Por favor. Amen. I don't know how to say it in French, but bienvenido a ustedes. Todos ustedes son parte de Calvary Gospel Church. Welcome to everyone. You're all part of Calvary Gospel Church. We're glad that you're here this morning. Amen. And we're going to ask Pastor Claude. I think he skipped out for a moment. So we're going to ask Pastor Fabian to come at the moment and to greet our congregation. With his special translator, Sister Martinez.
Praise the Lord. You can open your Bibles. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Pastor. Praise God. Bendiciones a todos. Que el Señor les bendiga. Gloria a Dios. Aleluya. Bienvenidos. Hola. Grande. Estoy esperando a mi traductor. Dije grande porque Pastor Roy dijo, lo único que sé de español es grande. Y después dijo, un burrito grande.
I'm sorry, yes. But God bless you. God bless everyone that's here today. Pastor Fabian, he said that the only thing that Pastor Seidel, was it Pastor Seidel?
Pastor Roy,
knows how to say is big burrito, so that's what I'm going to say is big burrito, and God bless
you all. Grande.
A big burrito. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Gloria a Dios.
Es un honor, hermanos.
It is an honor.
Un verdadero honor.
A true honor.
Ser parte de esta iglesia,
hermanos. To be part of this church.
Siempre he sentido ese respeto, ese amor y esa gratitud hacia el liderazgo de Calvary Gospel.
Yes, amen. I've always felt that gratitude, that love, that kindness with Calvary Gospel Church.
Yo amo a mi pastor, es un hombre que ama a voces y yo estoy muy agradecido por eso.
Amen, and I love my pastor and I'm very grateful and thankful that he loves Voces Unidas. Praise God.
Que el Señor le siga dando muchos, muchos años más. Necesitamos hombres como Él.
Amen. May the Lord continue to bless him and give him many more years to come. We need more men like Pastor Roy.
Gloria a Dios.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Ayer tuvimos nuestro campamento hispanohablante y fue algo maravilloso.
Amen. Yesterday was our Spanish family camp and it was a great time in the Lord.
Gloria a Dios. Y yo sé que cada uno de ustedes conocen personas que hablan español.
And I'm sure each and every one of you at least know one person that speaks Spanish.
Si usted no habla español, está bien, mándelos con nosotros.
If you don't speak Spanish, that's okay. Bring them to Voces.
Y nosotros se los mandamos a Jesucristo.
And then we'll show them who Jesus Christ is.
Gloria a Dios. Pero es un gran honor, hermanos. Gracias por ser parte de este día.
Amen. It's a great honor to be here and I want to thank each and every one of you. It's a great honor to be here. Here today.
Gloria, denle un aplauso a Jesucristo.
Amen. Let's give a hand clap of praise to the Lord. Praise God.
Amen. Then we want our esteemed and beloved brother Claude Abba, pastor of African International Ministries, to come. Let's welcome him.
Yeah, it's a privilege, and I can't come to this altar without being loud. He's done too much for me. He's done too much for me. Hallelujah! Glory to Jesus! All the glory to Jesus. If it weren't for him, I wouldn't be in America and I wouldn't be behind this pulpit. So I'm just delighted to say all my thanks to him. Now to the man of the house, Pastor Roy. 60 and 60 to come. Don't be afraid. Hallelujah. He says he is with us. Don't doubt him. Don't doubt him. Particularly today, he said two or three gathered in his name, he is in the midst of them. So we have Faso and we have Texas. Three. So he is in the midst of us. Believe it and stand firm. He is going to make it happen. If you seek today, wait for the healing. If you have a situation you couldn't deal with it, today is the day. It's going to fall down. He is in the house. Everywhere he went, he did good. Everywhere, the Bible says so. Everywhere, he did good. He is here today. What is he going to do? Hallelujah. Jesus is in the midst of us. Let him be glorified.
Gloria a Dios.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Can we just give God a hand clap of praise for how good he is, how good he's gonna be, and how good he's gonna continue to be. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just love on our Lord. When was the last time that we just loved on God? And we just said, thank you, Jesus, for today. Thank you, God, for a mighty man of God, Pastor Roy. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and let's stand to our feet. We're going to go ahead. We're going to worship. I'm sure you guys know these songs. We're just going to sing them in English and in Spanish. So those who know Spanish, sing along. And if not, go ahead. Try. Praise the Lord. Let's go. Amen. Hallelujah.
Corazón. you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Who believes that they are free today? Who believes that there are no more chains, no more bondage holding you? I came out and I am free. I am dancing in liberty. I am dancing out of my grave. I'm no longer dead, but it is Jesus Christ who lives in me. If you believe that, give a shout, of praise. Say thank you, God. Hallelujah. Let's give him the highest praise. Come on, say hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Before we begin, I just wanted to read one of my favorite Psalms, Psalms 91. It says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, he is my fortress. Hallelujah. And my God, in him, what does it say? I will trust. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody. Put those hands together, church. Come on.
Today and tomorrow and forever.
everything written about you is great.
You are great.
And you are great.
Guess which one I'm on. Oh, don't we serve an awesome, great God? I tell you. That's all right. We'll get the right microphone here. And, it is so great to be here in the house of the Lord today. and be part of this great, great Sunday celebrating All Nations Sunday. And we're also here, we're celebrating Ella Carter's birthday. It is an honor to be able to work alongside Brother Fabian and his wife Gina and their family, and then Brother Claude and Sister Tara and his daughter. It is just such an honor. These guys are awesome, awesome, awesome men of God, and it's just great to be able to work with them. And I'm just honored to be where I am today. And it is so great as we celebrate our nation's All Nations Sunday today. Sorry about the rain delay, but we'll get it. We'll get it next week. And we have Steve Rogers, it's his wife Cindy, here today. Brother Steve is our Wisconsin, he's our foreign missions representative for the District of Wisconsin, and he represents our district very well in the Foreign Missions Department. We thought that what a great person to pick for an All Nations Sunday, other than our Foreign Missions Director for our district. And Steve Rogers and I go back. I think we first met when we were 5 years old. His birthday's a week before mine, so he's the older of the two of us. And we've shared a lot of summers together up at our church camp and youth camps and such. I just have to tell one story on him, if I could. We were like 12 years old, and you know how 12-year-olds smell. If you've ever been in a room full of junior high boys, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Our parents, they packed our luggage so beautifully and got it all put together, and Steve's mother, Sister Rogers, put such a sweet little note on his suitcase. We were all jealous. He got a note from his mom. We decided that year at camp that we weren't going to go into the dorm, that we were going to sneak off into what was the double-decker dorm and stay in our parents' room. We made it all the way till Thursday before we got caught, but we never changed clothes. We never took showers. We ate candy bars, potato chips, and drank Jolly Good soda. All week, Sister Rogers, they show up on Saturday. They drop us off on Sunday, and they pick us up on Saturday. They show up on the following Saturday to pick us up, and she goes to get Steve's suitcase, expecting to have to repack it, and it had never even been opened. And she was like, "What in the world? You are disgusting." We just stood there. Well, I can assure you he's changed some of his hygiene habits, I'm sure, since that day. But nevertheless, a little bit maybe. It is so great to have Brother Steve Rogers. We love you, brother. Come in.
Oh, praise the Lord. And gloria a Dios. He's not ready yet, so that's... but. We better get him over here because that's the only Spanish I know. That, thank the Lord. We're so glad to be here today. So honored to be here.
Nos da un gran gusto que están aquí, que estamos aquí. Es un gran honor.
Praise the Lord. Very, very honored to be here. And
tenemos,
I'm just
un gran honor. Gloria a Dios.
Excited to speak here at this awesome church.
Muy contento de que puedo platicarles hoy a ustedes.
And for your wonderful pastor.
Con su maravilloso pastor.
And I do have stories I really like to share.
Sí, tengo historias que sí me gustaría compartir de él.
We'll see what we can do here in just a few minutes.
Vamos a ver lo que podamos hacer.
I'm very honored to see my friend, brother and sister Smith here.
Hermano, hermana Smith, me da una alegría ver a mis amigos.
And brother and sister Kasky back
hermano,
there.
Hermana Kasky también.
And so many others.
Y muchos más.
Just a great presence of the Lord here today, right?
Presencia linda del Señor aquí, hermanos.
Feel the Holy Ghost here in such a great way.
El Espíritu Santo está aquí en una manera hermosa.
It's probably has a lot to do with that woman over there.
Tal vez tiene que ver con esa mujer que está ahí a un lado.
My wife Cindy's with me, and the Holy Ghost follows her wherever she goes.
Donde ella va, ella es mi esposa, y el Espíritu Santo la sigue donde ella va.
Not to take away from the awesome worship service that we just had.
No quiero minimizar lo que hicieron con la alabanza tampoco.
The Holy Ghost is truly, truly here.
Pero realmente el Espíritu Santo está aquí.
Brother Roy ought to be ready. He got new batteries for his birthday.
Ya tiene muchas baterías para su cumpleaños.
So we're expecting to see him run the aisles a few times.
Así que ya tiene batería para que empiece a correr los pasillos.
Amen, amen. And brother and sister Martinez just left. They were sitting right here a minute ago.
Hermano y hermana Martinez estaban aquí, acaban de salir.
Where are they? Oh, right back there, right
oh,
back
ahí están.
There. So thankful for you guys and that beautiful daughter of yours.
Muy agradecido por ustedes y la hermosa niña de ustedes.
Honestly, just felt the Holy Ghost as soon as she started singing.
Sentí el Espíritu Santo cuando ella empezó a cantar.
What an incredible thing you guys have here as a church.
Algo increíble lo que tienen ustedes aquí como iglesia.
And what God is doing here.
Y lo que Dios está haciendo aquí.
I want to tell you.
Quiero decirle.
Your best days are not behind you.
Sus días mejores no están atrás.
Your best days as a church is ahead.
Sino que sus mejores días vienen todavía.
I feel that so strong in the Holy Ghost this morning.
Yo lo siento fuerte en el Espíritu.
I want to talk to you this morning on the subject.
Quiero hablarles en el tema.
There's a warrior in your garden.
Hay un guerrero en tu jardín.
There's a warrior in your garden.
Hay un guerrero en tu jardín.
Do not be afraid.
No tenga temor.
Do not be afraid.
No tenga temor.
Brother Claude, I think just a few minutes ago, said, "Do not be afraid."
Hermano Claude dijo, "No tengas temor."
I believe that the Bible says.
Yo creo que la Biblia dice.
About 365 times.
365 veces, creo yo.
I haven't fact-checked this.
No tengo los hechos todavía bien.
I didn't go back and research this to prove this right.
Tengo que comprobarlo aún todavía.
But whether it's numerically true or not.
Sea o no sea,
I know that it's true.
Yo sé que es verdad.
There is a do not fear for every day of the year.
Por cada día hay una versión en la Biblia que dice no temas.
It is the most common exhortation in the Bible.
La exhortación más común en la Biblia es esa.
Do not be afraid.
No temas.
Over and over and over again.
Una y otra vez.
The God of all gods.
El Dios de todos los dioses.
The one true living God.
El único verdadero y vivo.
He tells his people.
Él le dice a su pueblo.
Do not be
no
afraid.
Temas.
We're coming out of a season of a lot of fear.
Acabamos de pasar una temporada de mucho temor.
So much fear has been introduced into our nation.
Tanto temor que ha sido inyectado en la nación.
People are afraid of sickness, no doubt.
Tienen temor de enfermedades, pues es verdad.
People are afraid that the right or the wrong government is not going to do what they want.
Las personas tienen temor del gobierno, que sea correcto o incorrecto.
People are afraid of what's happening in our nation.
De lo que sucede en el país, en la nación.
People are afraid of what's happening in the church.
La gente tiene temor de lo que está pasando también a veces en la iglesia.
People are afraid of what's happening in Christendom at large.
Lo que está sucediendo como con los cristianos en general.
People are afraid of what's happening in their family.
Tienen temor de lo que está pasando en las familias.
In their relationships.
En sus relaciones.
On their jobs.
En sus trabajos.
In the economy, right?
En la economía, ¿verdad?
But the Holy Ghost is here today.
Pero el Espíritu Santo está aquí hoy.
To tell you, do not be afraid.
Para decirte que no temas.
There's a warrior
hay
in your garden.
Un guerrero en tu jardín.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Open up your Bibles and see that you're standing. Thank you for that.
Gracias por estar de pie.
Open up your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
Segunda de Timoteo capítulo 1.
We'll start in verse 6 and 7.
1 versículo 6 en adelante.
There's a warrior in your garden.
Hay un guerrero en tu jardín.
I just feel the Holy Ghost in such a great way.
Lo siento tan grande en el Espíritu Santo.
I've shared this with our church a few weeks ago.
Compartí esto con la iglesia hace un par de semanas.
And I just felt the same weight of the Holy Ghost then.
Sentí la misma manera que el Espíritu Santo.
As I feel right now.
Como esa vez como ahora.
The word of the Lord says,
dice la palabra del Señor,
wherefore I put on in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by putting on of my hands.
Por lo cual te aconsejo que avives el fuego del don de Dios que está en ti por imposición de mis manos.
For God hath not given us the spirit of fear,
porque Dios no nos ha dado un espíritu de cobardía,
but of power,
sino de poder,
and of love,
de amor,
and of a sound mind,
y de dominio propio.
God has not given you
Dios
the
no
spirit
te ha dado
of fear,
un espíritu de temor.
Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father,
vamos a orar.
God, I thank you so much for what you're doing right here, right now. I thank you, Lord, for your trust in us, the trust that you place in us as a church, as church leaders, as a priest of my household, as a member of my community. I thank you, Lord, for the trust that you have invested in us, your church. I pray today, Lord, that we will represent you well in a fear-filled nation, in a nation filled with fear. Let the church of the living God rise up and stand unafraid, unashamed, unabashed, willing to do what God has called them to do. I pray, dear God, for your will to be done here right now, here this morning, in Jesus' name. Look at your neighbor and tell him there's a warrior in your garden.
Dígale a alguien a su lado, hay un jardín en tu, hay un guerrero en tu jardín.
And you can be seated in the great name of the Lord.
Asientos.
I honestly think
yo pienso honestamente
that I was asked here more this morning
que fui, pues, se me pidió esta mañana
for the purpose of a good Roy roast
por el propósito
than to preach. I know you guys want to hear stories of your pastor, and I want to help you with that.
Y yo sé que quiero oír historias de su pastor y le voy a ayudar con eso. Quiero ayudarle con eso.
I've got to work this around though, because I really feel in the Holy Ghost to preach a message at the same time.
Pero la misma vez siento el Espíritu Santo que quiere que predique, entonces voy a tratar a acomodarme.
I'm going to try to be a little bit balanced here this morning.
Y me voy a tratar de balancear aquí un poco.
I could tell you about, I think it might have been that same year.
Creo que fue en el mismo año que él contó esa historia.
At I think that was junior camp.
Creo que era el campamento de los juniors.
Like one of my first times ever to be away by myself for the week.
Que la primera vez que pues estaba solo sin mis padres.
And why would you stay in the dorms and not the double deckers when the double deckers were empty?
¿Por qué nos quedaríamos en los dormitorios generales si los individuales estaban vacíos?
So I still am thinking a lot like I did when I was 12.
Y pienso todavía como cuando tenía 12.
I mean, my 12-year-old mind really dictates a lot of what I do and say.
Y todavía mi mente de 12 años tiene mucho que decir, habla mucho todavía.
Sister Jan Rager, here somewhere, I saw her come in.
Hermana Jim?
Yeah, Sister Jan. I'm pretty sure she would remember one night before service, and it could very well have been in a week that we didn't change clothes at all.
Tal vez ella recuerde esa semana que cuando no nos cambiamos de ropa por una semana.
Because I promise you, that week,
porque esa semana,
we spent more time in the woods and in the creek than we did in church.
Estábamos más en el bosque que en la iglesia esa semana.
So not only did we not change, or did I not change clothes?
No solamente pues yo que no me cambié toda la semana la ropa.
We were messy and dirty the whole
estábamos
time.
Estábamos sucios. Era un desastre, los dos.
I think one time, Brother Keith Manley, who most of you know,
hermano Keith Manley, que la mayoría de ustedes conocen,
came and chased us down.
Él nos correteó
and wrestled us into his classroom.
Y nos metió casi a la fuerza al salón de clase.
This would have been towards the end of that week.
Eso sería casi al final de esa semana.
And we hadn't been to a single class all week long.
Y no habíamos entrado a ninguna clase toda esa semana.
And half the way through the class,
y a la mitad de la clase,
Brother Manley just told us to leave.
Hermano Manley nos dijo, váyanse.
Because we were being so naughty in class.
Estábamos siendo tan mal educados durante la clase. Haz como digo y no como
hago. Let you guys fix this later on.
Bueno, después eso nos iban a arreglar.
But before church one evening, it was a good rain at camp.
Había una llovió bastante antes de un servicio del campamento.
And there was a long puddle in front of the boys' dorm.
Y enfrente del dormitorio de los muchachos había un charco muy grande de agua acumulada.
And somebody, I don't know who, I know it wasn't me. It probably was him, maybe Jack, one of the two of them decided.
No sé quién fuera, tal fui yo, Pastor Roy, no sé quién fue.
That really long puddle.
Ese charco, esa agua que estaba grande ahí.
Would be a perfect spot.
Era un lugar perfecto.
For us to practice our slide in the base.
Para practicar deslizarnos en el béisbol.
So right before church started,
entonces antes que empezara el culto,
we were out in the rain,
corríamos en la lluvia,
running as fast as we could,
tan rápido que podíamos,
and hitting that puddle with a slide, a professional baseball slide.
Y nos deslizábamos como profesionales, jugadores profesionales,
just to see who could slide the longest
en esa agua, para ver quién se deslizaba más.
And then they got mad at us for not going to church.
Y después se enojaron porque no fuimos al culto.
I still my 60-year-old mind, 12-year-old mind.
Mi mente de 60, de 12.
Why would they have wanted us there anyway?
¿Para qué querían que estuviéramos ahí? De todos
modos. The pews would have got wet. We dripped all over the floor.
Estaba todo mojado en el piso.
So, I'm so thankful for your Pastor Roy.
Yo estoy agradecido de su Pastor Roy.
Amen, amen. Happy birthday.
Feliz cumpleaños, Pastor.
60 years old.
60 años de edad.
I always thought he was older than me.
Yo pensaba que él siempre tenía más edad que yo.
No, I don't even mean this in any mean way at all.
No trato de decirlo de una manera mal.
He was always way more mature.
Sino que él siempre ha sido más maduro.
He was way smarter.
Más inteligente.
And I just thought he was older.
Y yo pensaba que él tenía más edad que yo.
Turns out I've got 8 days on him.
Y bueno, sucede que tengo más edad que él.
I've been 60 for 8 days.
Yo he tenido 60 por 8 días.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. And you know what, even at 60.
Y en los 60,
I still at 60 with the Holy Ghost.
A los 60 años con el Espíritu Santo.
I haven't done much in life before Roy.
No había hecho realmente muchas cosas en mi vida antes.
But I got the Holy Ghost when I was just about 5.
Cuando tenía 5 años recibí el Espíritu Santo.
That is to say, about the only thing you really need to know about me.
Es lo que necesita realmente saber de mí, tal vez.
My name is Steve.
Mi nombre es Steve.
And I have the Holy Ghost.
Y tengo el Espíritu Santo.
Pretty much, that's it.
Eso es lo que necesita, tal vez.
Had the Holy Ghost for over 55 years.
He tenido el Espíritu Santo por 55 años.
And I still have to fight fears.
Y aún así tengo que luchar con ciertos temores.
That have followed me and chased me all of my life.
Me han seguido, me han correteado por durante toda mi vida.
We don't ever get away from that.
Nunca nos vamos a apartar de eso, a librar de eso.
And 8 days into my 60s, I still haven't gotten over that.
Y 8 días después de mis 60 todavía sigue eso.
But the word of the Lord says,
pero la palabra de Dios dice,
that God has not given us the spirit of fear.
Que Dios no nos ha dado un espíritu de temor.
Full of the Holy Ghost and the word of the Lord.
Lleno del Espíritu Santo y la palabra del Señor.
I know intellectually,
yo sé que intelectualmente,
that God has not given me the spirit of fear.
Que no me ha dado un espíritu de temor. Dios no me ha dado eso.
Well, what kind of fears do you have?
¿Qué tipo de temores tiene usted?
Fear, a lot of people fear public speaking.
Hay quienes tienen temor de hablar públicamente.
We were raised in a preacher's house.
Nosotros fuimos educados en la casa de predicadores.
Both of our dads were pastors.
El papá de los dos fueron pastores.
And you know, I knew my dad. I watched him all the time.
Y yo conocía a mi papá. Yo lo miraba todo el tiempo.
Kind of figured if he could public speak, I could public speak.
Y yo digo, bueno, si él puede hablar públicamente, pues.
I never really had a lot of fear of public speaking.
Con ese temor de hablar públicamente, ¿verdad?
But most people have a fear of public speaking.
Pero la mayoría de personas tienen temor de hablar públicamente.
Where does that come from?
¿De dónde viene eso?
Well, what is that?
¿Qué es eso?
What are you afraid of?
¿De qué tiene temor?
Afraid of being embarrassed?
Temor de ser avergonzado?
Afraid of, you know, we face fears of being a failure.
Tenemos temor de fracasar, ser fracasados.
We hear this voice. You've heard this voice before.
¿Ha escuchado usted la voz de Dios, verdad?
That says you're not enough.
Que una voz que dice no eres suficiente.
I'm not enough.
No soy suficiente.
I fear rejection. I fear being alone.
Tengo temor de rechazo, de estar solo.
I fear poverty. I fear sickness.
Tengo temor de la enfermedad, de la pobreza.
I don't know about you, but there's a lot of Pentecostals that are still afraid of death.
Pero hay muchos pentecostales, tal vez usted no, pero tienen miedo de la muerte.
Apostolics,
apostólicos,
filled with the Holy Ghost,
llenos del Espíritu
baptized
Santo,
baptized in Jesus' name,
que tienen el nombre de Jesucristo,
and still walking with a fear of
tienen
death.
Temor de la muerte aún.
How? How can we be afraid of something that promises us a greater future than what we know right now?
¿Por qué tenemos temor de algo si tenemos un gran futuro mejor del que tenemos ahora?
It's All Nations Sunday.
Es el domingo de todas las naciones.
And our fears are not generic or singular to us.
Los temores no son específicamente para uno.
Everybody everywhere.
Todos y en todo lugar.
All over the world.
Por todo el mundo.
People are facing depression.
Están pues con depresión.
People are worrying about tomorrow.
Están lidiando con la preocupación del mañana.
People have fears. It's a human characteristic.
Es una característica humana el temor.
Except for it's not.
Excepto por esto, no es.
God created us.
Dios nos creó.
And in his divine wisdom,
en su divinidad y su sabiduría,
did not give to us the spirit of fear.
No nos dio un espíritu de temor.
That did not come from us.
Eso no viene de nosotros.
And it did not come from our creator.
Sí, que ni tampoco viene de nuestro creador.
Yet we all have a tendency.
Pero todos tenemos una tendencia.
To accept the spirit of fear.
De aceptar un espíritu de temor.
I believe on All Nations Sunday right here at Calvary.
Yo creo que en este día aquí en Calvary.
God wants to bring.
Dios quiere traer.
A spirit of deliverance.
Un espíritu de libertad, liberación.
From a spirit that he never intended.
De un espíritu que él nunca quiso que estuviera.
From a fear that he's never given.
De liberar de un temor que él nunca dio.
There's a warrior in your garden.
Hay un guerrero en tu jardín.
Do not be afraid.
No tenga temor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
John chapter 20 and verse 15.
Juan 20:15.
I'm not going to tell the whole story because there's far too much to share.
Hay mucho que compartir. No voy a decir toda la historia.
This is after the life of Christ.
Esto es después de la vida de Jesucristo.
After the death.
Después de la muerte.
After the cross.
Después de la cruz.
After the death.
Después de la muerte.
After the burial.
Después de la sepultura.
After the resurrection.
Y después de la resurrección.
If you don't know what all that is, show up next Sunday.
Si no sabe qué es eso, venga el próximo domingo.
Let your old pastor help you with that.
Que su anciano viejito pastor.
That's the old stories for the old man.
Las historias antiguas para los hombres antiguos.
I'm just going to tell you about after the resurrection.
Yo le voy a decir de la resurrección.
There's a group of wounded warriors. A group of wounded warriors.
Hay un grupo de guerreros que están heridos.
Rushing to the tombstone.
Que están corriendo a la tumba.
Rushing to the graveside.
Que están corriendo a la sepultura.
Wanting to tend to the body of Jesus.
Queriendo el cuerpo de Jesús.
And after arriving at that tomb.
Y después de llegar a esa tumba.
On that glorious resurrection Sunday.
En ese día glorioso de resurrección.
One enters in.
Uno entra.
And discovers that the body is no longer there.
Y se da cuenta que el cuerpo ya no está ahí.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Alguien diga alabado sea Dios.
We serve a resurrected Savior.
Servimos a alguien que resucitó.
One that conquered death, hell, and the grave.
El Salvador que conquistó la muerte.
This precious little woman.
Esta mujer preciada.
Enters into the tomb.
Ella entra en esa sepultura.
And finds Jesus is no longer there.
Y ve que Jesús ya no está en esa tumba.
Already hurting in her heart.
Ella ya estaba con dolor en su corazón.
Already filled with fear. What are we going to do?
¿Qué vamos a hacer? Ya tenía temor en ella.
Wanting to do what she knew she could do.
Queriendo hacer lo que ella sabía que se debe hacer.
Wanting to tend to the remains.
Quería llegar a los restos del Señor.
Wanting to minister to the body of Jesus.
Quería servir y cuidar de ese cuerpo de Jesús.
And to her great sorrow.
Y para su gran tristeza y dolor.
She finds the body is not even there.
Encuentra que el cuerpo ya ni está ahí.
In her mind.
En su mente.
Perhaps she thought.
Pensó tal vez ella.
They've even taken the body.
Que hasta se llevaron el cuerpo.
They're trying to destroy any remembrance of who he is.
Están queriendo destruir todo de él.
There's no telling the sorrow and the horror that she felt.
El horror y la tristeza que sintió en su corazón.
When she walked in and she saw that empty tomb.
Cuando entró y vio en la tumba que estaba vacía.
Now we having the advantage.
Ahora tenemos la ventaja.
Of knowing the end of the story.
De saber el final de la historia.
We could very easily miss this heartache of hers.
Y fácilmente podemos ignorar el dolor de su corazón de ella.
Her immediate thought.
Pero su pensamiento inmediato.
Was not that Christ had been resurrected.
No es que Dios había sido resucitado.
But that somebody had taken the body.
Sino que alguien lo había robado.
And she was heartsick about that.
Y tenía un dolor en su corazón acerca de eso.
Heartbroken about that.
Su corazón quebrantado por eso.
This focus of her last several years.
Enfoquémonos en los últimos días.
This
años.
One that spoke those beautiful life-giving words.
El que habló esas palabras de vida.
Has been taken out of the only place I knew I could find him.
Se lo han robado, se lo han llevado del único lugar que yo pensé que lo encontraría.
She turns broken-hearted.
Y se quebranta su corazón de ella.
And walks herself out of that tomb.
Sale de esa tumba.
And there's a man standing there.
Y hay un hombre parado ahí.
Just a man.
Un hombre, solo un hombre.
Just a man standing in the garden.
Ahí parado en el jardín.
Just a man standing in the garden where he had been born or
en donde,
buried.
Donde Jesús había sido sepultado, ahí estaba ese hombre.
She looks at him.
Él mira.
And does not immediately recognize who he is.
Ella lo mira y ella no reconoce quién es él.
She supposes that he's the gardener.
Ella piensa que él es el jardinero.
She's looking just with the eyes of her flesh.
Y mira con los ojos de su carne, ojos carnales.
As most all of us are commonly guilty of doing.
Como la mayoría de nosotros somos culpables de hacer igual como ella.
Looking with eyes of flesh.
Mirando con ojos carnales.
Seeing only what's happening in this physical world.
Viendo solamente lo que sucede en el mundo carnal.
But there's more to this man.
Pero hay más acerca de este hombre, de este varón.
Who seems to be there.
Que parece estar ahí.
Simply tending the garden.
Simple y sencillamente cuidando el jardín.
I love this imagery.
Yo amo esta imagen.
Of our Savior.
De nuestro Señor, de nuestro Salvador.
Tending the garden.
El que está cuidando el jardín.
I know I asked you to turn to John chapter 20, and we'll get to this scripture. We'll read this in just a moment. But if you could go, you don't even have to open your Bibles there, but go back to John 8.
Vamos a Juan capítulo 8.
And in John chapter 8.
Y en ese capítulo,
there's a woman that was caught in the act of adultery.
Hay una mujer que se fue pues capturada en el acto de adulterio.
And all I want you to see,
y lo que quiero que veas es esto,
is Jesus on one knee,
Jesús en una rodilla,
with his hands in the dirt,
con sus manos en la tierra,
writing,
escribiendo.
We don't know what.
No sabemos qué.
But all of those men that were there.
Pero todos esos hombres que estaban ahí.
To accuse the woman caught in sin.
Que acusaban a esa mujer de adulterio.
They turned and walked away.
Se fueron.
As they saw the master gardener.
Mientras veían al maestro jardinero.
With his hands down in the dirt.
Con sus manos en la tierra.
We don't know what he was doing there.
No sabemos qué él estaba haciendo ahí.
We don't know what the words were that he was writing.
No sabemos lo que él estaba escribiendo.
But he had his hands down in the dirt.
Pero él tenía sus manos en la tierra.
Which is to say,
¿qué dice esto?
So often,
que muy a menudo,
we see Jesus,
vemos a Jesús,
working in the garden of our lives,
trabajando en el jardín de nuestras vidas,
with his hands down in the dirt,
con sus manos en la tierra.
It doesn't matter where you've been.
No importa dónde ha estado usted.
It doesn't matter what the mess is.
No importa cuál sea el gran desorden.
It doesn't matter what the hurt or what the sorrow is.
No importa qué grande el dolor, cuál sea el dolor.
You have a warrior in your garden.
Usted tiene un guerrero en su jardín.
And he's here to say.
Y aquí le estoy para decirle.
Do not be afraid.
No tenga temor.
This precious woman walks out of the tomb.
Esta mujer preciosa salió de la tumba.
She sees our Savior.
Y ella ve a nuestro Salvador.
He's alive and he's well.
Él está vivo y está bien.
And he is resurrected.
Y ha resucitado.
He has just gotten done defeating.
Acaba de vencer.
Death, hell, and the grave.
La muerte, el infierno.
He has conquered everything
y la tumba y todo
that we ever have
todo lo que tenemos
need to be afraid of.
De lo que tenemos miedo, él ya lo ha conquistado.
He is the ultimate warrior.
Él es el guerrero más grande.
He is the ultimate fighter.
Él es el luchador más grande.
He has just won the greatest of victories.
Él ganó la victoria más grande.
He has just defeated the greatest of foes.
Él es el más grande de todos y venció al más enemigo más grande.
Nothing can defeat him now.
Nada puede vencer a nuestro Señor.
There's no need to be afraid.
No hay necesidad de, no hay razón por tener temor.
Because there's a warrior in the garden.
Porque hay un guerrero en su jardín.
He's fought and defeated every foe.
Él ha vencido a todo el enemigo.
He has overcome every need to be afraid.
Ya ha vencido toda necesidad de la cual tengamos temor.
She sees him.
Ella lo ve.
And she supposes him.
Y pues ahí enfrente de él.
To be the gardener.
Piensa que es el jardinero.
John chapter 20 and verse 15.
20:15 de Juan.
Jesus says to her.
Y así le dice el Señor a ella.
Woman, why weepest thou?
¿Por qué lloras, mujer?
Who do you seek?
¿A quién buscas?
She's supposing him to be the gardener.
Ella pensaba que era el hortalanero.
Says unto him.
Le dijo al Señor.
Sir, if you have borne him hence.
Si te lo has llevado,
tell me where you have laid him.
Dime dónde lo has puesto.
And I will take him away.
Y yo lo llevaré.
I want you to know here today, and I'll say this rather cryptically, and you can think about this and talk about this later.
Puedo decirlo técnicamente, puedes pensar en esto y hablar de esto después.
There's significance difference between a gardener and a florist.
Hay una diferencia entre un jardinero y un florista.
A florist tends his plants to give to somebody else.
El florista cuida las flores para darlas a alguien más.
A florist raises flowers and plants.
El florista, pues, él crece flores.
Wants them to be beautiful for somebody else to enjoy.
Él quiere que sean hermosas para que alguien más las disfrute.
But a gardener.
Pero un jardinero.
He's preparing that garden.
Él prepara el jardín.
And leaving them there.
Y lo deja ahí.
That he can enjoy.
Para que él lo pueda disfrutar.
He's tending to the plants.
Vive ahí para disfrutarlo. Él está asistiendo.
He's growing them for himself.
Él las está creciendo y cuidando para él mismo.
He delights in keeping them healthy and strong.
Él le gusta y tiene favor en cuidarlas.
Out of an immensity, a greatness of love.
De esa gran amor que él tiene.
There is a warrior in your garden.
Hay un guerrero en tu jardín.
And he has already defeated.
Y el Señor ya ha vencido.
He has already fought.
Él ya ha peleado.
Every fight
cada pelea
that you will ever face,
que usted va a encontrarse,
the warrior in your garden,
el guerrero en tu jardín,
has already defeated every foe.
Ya ha vencido a todos los enemigos.
Amen. 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 No matter what you are facing in your world today,
lo que pasa que cualquier cosa que usted esté pasando hoy,
no matter what fights feel like always are coming your way.
Cualquier lucha que siente usted que viene en contra de usted.
There's a warrior in your garden.
Hay un guerrero en su jardín.
Tending to the soil of every plant.
Él está cuidando la tierra de cada planta.
Tending to the soil of every seed.
Cuidando la tierra de cada semillita.
That he has planted in your life.
Que ha plantado él en tu vida.
Seeds of greatness.
Esa semilla de grandeza.
Seeds of promise.
Esas semillas de promesa.
Seeds of healing.
Semillas de sanidad.
Seeds of hope.
Semillas de esperanza.
Seeds of deliverance.
Semillas de liberación.
Seeds of confidence.
Semillas de seguridad.
You can do anything from here.
Usted puede hacer lo que quiera desde ahora en adelante.
Because there's a warrior in your garden.
Porque hay un guerrero en su jardín.
And he has already defeated everything.
Y él ya ha vencido todo.
Including death, hell, and the grave.
Incluyendo la tumba, el infierno.
Jesus the warrior.
Jesús el guerrero.
Is tending to your garden.
Él está cuidando su jardín.
He is the God that still speaks.
Es el Dios que sigue hablando.
And he is the God that goes before you.
Es el Dios que va adelante de ti.
He has already fought that fight.
Él ya ha peleado esa batalla.
He has already brought to you great victory.
Él ya ha traído victoria para ti.
Oh, but God, I can't do that.
Oh, Señor, pero es que no puedo hacer eso.
Every one of our great heroes of faith.
Cada uno de nuestros héroes de la fe.
Moses, Abraham.
Moisés, Abraham.
All of them.
Cada uno de ellos.
They were called to do great things.
Se le fueron llamados para grandes cosas.
Gideon, for example.
Gideon, por ejemplo.
Called to do great things.
Fue llamado para grandes cosas.
But did not believe he could do it.
Pero él no creyó que podía hacerlo.
They did not believe they could do it.
Ellos no creían que podían hacerlo.
But there's a warrior in your garden.
Pero hay un guerrero en su jardín.
And he's got joy promised for you.
Y él tiene promesa para ti.
Oh, come on, you're afraid to witness at work?
¿Usted tiene temor de ser testigo en el trabajo?
You're afraid of what?
¿Tiene temor de qué?
You're afraid to share that testimony of yours. You're afraid of what?
¿Tiene temor de compartir su testimonio? ¿De qué temor?
I might die of embarrassment.
Tal vez me muera de la vergüenza.
I might die of rejection.
Tal vez me muera del rechazo.
But there's a warrior in your garden.
Pero hay un guerrero en su jardín.
That has already defeated the worst thing that you can ever face.
Él ya venció lo peor que tú puedes encontrarte.
And he's bringing you this morning to great victory.
Y él quiere traerte a una gran victoria. Para ti este día.
He's bringing you to a level of confidence.
Te trae a un nivel de seguridad.
Can I talk about telling the truth this morning?
¿Puedo hablar acerca de decir la verdad?
We sing it.
Lo cantamos.
We say it.
Lo decimos.
I can do all things through Christ.
Puedo hacer todo en Cristo Jesús. Todo lo puedo en Cristo.
Should we talk a little bit about lies that Christians say?
¿Podemos hablar un poquito a veces de las mentiras que decimos los cristianos?
Right? Things that we say that we don't really believe.
Cosas que decimos y ni las creemos.
Things that we know we should do but we don't.
Las cosas que decimos que sabemos que hacer y no las hacemos.
Things we know the Holy Ghost is calling us to.
Las cosas que el Espíritu Santo nos llama a hacer.
Places he's wanting to take us.
Lugares que te quiere llevar.
But we will not go.
Pero no queremos ir.
Because we're facing fears.
Porque tenemos temores.
When the warrior in our garden.
Con el guerrero en nuestro jardín.
Has already dug through the dirt of your life.
Él ya ha movido la tierra de tu vida.
He's pulling out all those weeds.
Entonces esa maleza él la está jalando, la ha quitado.
He's watering those seeds that he's planted.
Él está regando la semilla que plantó.
We may come from for a night.
Tal vez vengamos por una noche.
But joy will come in the morning.
En una noche triste, pero la mañana viene el gozo.
There's a warrior in your garden.
Hay un guerrero en tu jardín.
Woman, why are you weeping?
¿Por qué lloras, mujer?
Who are you looking for?
¿A quién buscas, mujer?
Who else do you need?
¿A quién necesitas? ¿A quién buscas?
Well, I need to say right now.
Necesito decirlo esta tarde.
I mean, you've got Pastor Roy.
Tiene a Pastor Roy.
That's good.
Eso es bueno.
Woman.
Mujer.
Why are you weeping?
¿Por qué lloras, mujer?
She didn't have a Pastor Roy.
Y ella no tenía un Pastor Roy.
But you've got Pastor Roy.
Pero usted tiene a Pastor Roy.
And
y
you've got a warrior in your garden.
Y tiene un guerrero en su jardín.
There's nothing that you can't do.
No hay nada que usted no pueda hacer.
There's no victory that you cannot win.
No hay victoria cual usted no pueda ganar, que puedas
oh,
ganar.
I'm afraid. I'm afraid.
Tengo temor, tengo temor, tengo miedo.
What are you afraid of?
¿De qué tienes miedo?
I'm afraid I'm going to die.
Tengo miedo de morir.
And Jesus says, good.
Y el Señor dijo, bien.
That's great.
Está bien.
So you're going to die.
Vas a morir.
Come and go with me.
Ven entonces conmigo.
To my father's house.
A la casa de mi padre.
Don't worry about what things in this life.
No te preocupes de esas cosas de esta vida.
I've already won the victory for you.
Ya gané la victoria por ti.
I look at this congregation.
Miro a esta congregación.
And I, from as an outsider.
Como alguien que viene de fuera,
from over at Elam Tabernacle,
de Tabernáculo en Elam,
in Milwaukee,
en Milwaukee,
my senior pastor, my dad, is preaching this morning.
Mi padre es el pastor general.
Thankful for him.
Y doy gracias a Dios por él.
Thankful for our great church.
Por la grande iglesia que tenemos, doy gracias.
I look at this great church.
Y miro esta gran iglesia.
What could you be afraid of?
¿De qué puedes tener temor?
I know my fight. I know the things that I'm facing.
Yo sé lo que estoy luchando, lo que está enfrente de mí.
And I look at all of you.
Y miro a cada uno de ustedes.
And you're so collected.
Y están bien,
you're so beautiful.
Bien hermosos y bien.
You've got so much
juntos.
Going for you.
Tienen tanto futuro para ustedes.
I had Pastor Roy come preach for us not, I don't know, about 10 years ago. When did you come over and do that Goliath?
Hace como 10 años vino a la iglesia a predicar.
10 years ago.
Como 10 años atrás.
He came over.
El vino.
Is it Rivest with you? Who somebody they came over and they set up a big Goliath.
Vinieron y bueno.
Any of you remember his like 12-foot Goliath?
Un Goliath, puso él un Goliath como de 12 pies.
9-foot Goliath wasn't enough.
Un Goliath de 9 pies no era suficiente.
He studied it and proved.
Y lo estudió y comprobó.
That Goliath wasn't 9 feet.
Que Goliath no tenía 9 pies.
It was 12 feet.
Sino que tenía 12 pies.
Barely fit in our church.
Casi no cabía en la iglesia ese Goliath que trajo el hermano.
I never felt so short.
Nunca me sentí tan chaparrito.
That guy was almost twice as tall as I am.
Ese Goliath estaba casi el doble de alto que yo.
Your brilliant Pastor Roy.
Su pastor tan brillante.
He came to our church.
Vino a nuestra iglesia.
To tell the story.
A decirnos esta historia.
Of David and Goliath.
De David y Goliath.
From the perspective of a pebble.
De la perspectiva del cielo.
He had. What, like a brick wall or something?
Como una pared de
no, a pitcher or something. There's like a pitcher. People had to throw something through a pitcher.
Puso una imagen.
And then they had this giant Goliath. He had all this stuff going on.
Tenía todo este Goliath tan gigante.
But that wasn't good enough.
Pero no era suficiente.
He had to tell the whole story.
Pues él tenía que decir la historia completa.
From the perspective of a pebble.
Desde la perspectiva de una piedrita pequeña.
It was, I mean, it was genius.
Era algo, pues, un genio.
I've said this publicly elsewhere as well. It
también,
was genius.
Era algo, pues, de un genio. Lo he dicho también públicamente en otro lado.
He took that pebble from someplace and it went down a stream.
Y agarró esa piedrita, no sé de dónde, y pues se la llevó la corriente.
This pebble just told the story, the biblical narrative.
La narrativa bíblica de esta piedrita.
Story after story after story.
Una historia, otra historia, otra historia, otra historia.
That miraculously this pebble
que milagrosamente con esta piedrita
had observed.
Había observado.
It's just a brilliant take on the story of David and Goliath.
Con la historia, brillantemente con la historia de David y Goliath.
Well, they came over on Saturday to set all this stuff up.
Ellos vinieron el sábado para poner todos sus preparativos.
And I'm closing. I'm going to wrap this up really soon here.
Ya voy a terminar aquí pronto.
So that was like a whole day, drove over here, drove to our church, drove back over here.
Pues casi fue un día, fueron a mi iglesia, manejaron y todo eso.
And came back the next morning and preached a great message.
El próximo domingo, pues ahí estaban, predicó un mensaje muy excelente.
And he's telling the story of David and Goliath.
Y él estaba diciendo la historia de David y Goliath.
From the perspective of a pebble.
De la perspectiva de una piedrita.
Goliath's over here.
Aquí está Goliath.
Something about something else over here.
Y otras cosas de este lado.
Sorry, I don't remember all of that.
No recuerdo todo bien.
And as he's talking,
y mientras él hablaba,
he's telling the story, and I'm being redundant on purpose.
Y él está diciendo la historia, y bueno, todo lo estoy diciendo con propósito.
From the perspective of a pebble.
De la perspectiva.
You probably figured this out by now.
De esta piedrita.
He's telling the story about the pebble that got in Goliath's skull.
Él está hablando la historia de la piedrita que le pegó a Goliat en la frente.
From David's sling.
Con la onda de David.
And he, as he's preaching.
Y mientras él predicaba.
Now, this is my take on this.
Esto así lo tomé, así lo tomé yo.
Never even consulted with him about this or not.
No lo consulté con él aún.
But with everything else that he had prepared.
Pero con todo lo que él había preparado.
He reached in his pocket.
Él metió la mano en su bolsillo.
It looked to me like he was looking around for a pebble.
Y parecía que él estaba buscando por una piedrita.
And he didn't have one.
Y no tenía una.
Everything else.
Todo lo demás.
But he didn't have the pebble.
Pero no tenía la piedrita.
I had been out walking my dog.
Yo estaba caminando con mi perrito, caminándolo.
Early that morning.
Esa mañana.
had a beautiful golden retriever.
Un hermoso perro, golden retriever.
We miss her like crazy.
Y bueno, ya la extrañamos a nuestro perrito.
She passed a few years ago.
Y hace unos años, pues,
but that particular morning, I was out walking the dog.
Mientras yo caminaba con ese perro esa mañana,
and I saw this rock.
Miré esta piedrita.
Now, you just got to trust me. I'm not smart enough for this.
Confíeme. Yo no soy muy inteligente, pero confíe en mí.
I wasn't even thinking about this.
Ni siquiera estaba pensando en esto.
I was just out walking the dog.
Yo estaba solamente caminando el perro.
And I saw a rock.
Y miré una roca.
Laying on a tuft of grass.
Ahí en el césped.
Just up high enough.
Con la altura suficiente.
Where it would have gotten caught in my lawnmower.
Como para que mi podadora se atorara ahí.
And I think to myself.
Y pensé a mí mismo.
Self.
Mí mismo.
I need to get rid of that rock.
Necesito quitar esa piedra.
And I pick it up and I look at it.
La levanté y la vi.
This is so bizarre.
Es algo muy diferente.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Oh, pues está muy bonita.
And I put it in my pocket.
Y me la puse en mi bolsillo.
I promise you, I was not thinking about Roy. I wasn't thinking about anything else. I was just trying to protect my lawnmower.
Le prometo, yo no estaba pensando de Roy ni nada eso, sino que no quería que mi podadora agarrara esa piedra.
I want to tell you about how intuitive God is.
Así es Dios, hermanos.
This may sound like the tiniest, most silly little thing.
Esto pareciera lo más pequeñito, lo más absurdo.
But God's servant, Pastor Roy,
el siervo de Dios, Pastor Roy,
had gone to all kinds of trouble.
Había pasado por tanto problema.
Done all kinds of work.
Había hecho mucho trabajo.
To present to us a story.
Para presentarnos una historia.
In a very unique fashion.
En una manera muy unique, muy unique, única.
And in all of his busyness.
Y en todo eso que estaba ocupado.
He had just overlooked a pebble.
Se le olvidó la piedrita.
Small little thing, you might say.
Usted debe pensar algo pequeñito.
Something that he could have very easily, in all of his brilliance.
En toda la brillanteza que tiene, muy fácilmente él pudo haber.
He could have just gone and skimmed right over.
Hubiera pues simplemente pues pasado por eso.
And we would have never even known we wouldn't have even known the deficit.
Y no mencionarlo y nunca hubiéramos sabido pues.
He could have just skimmed right over that.
El daño, pero.
But I have kept this little pebble on my desk.
Pero mantuve esa piedrita en mi escritorio.
For at least 10 years.
Por lo menos 10 años.
Because I stood there as his friend on the other side of the church.
Porque yo estaba ahí como amigo de él en el otro lado de la iglesia.
Watching him talk and frantically look around in his pocket.
Hablando y predicando y ya con temor o con desespero buscando en su bolsillo.
And I just immediately.
Inmediatamente entonces yo.
Reached my hand in my pocket.
Metí la mano en mi bolsillo.
And I pulled out this rock.
Y saqué esta roca.
Crazy, crazy little thing.
Cositas, cositas tan
crazy.
Locas, diferentes.
And it could be deemed so insignificant that I shouldn't even waste your time with this morning.
Y es tan significante que tal vez ni debería estar gastando el tiempo diciendo esto.
But as I was thinking about this morning,
pero mientras yo pensaba en esto,
actually for the last couple of weeks,
bueno, por el par de semanas pasadas,
I thought, isn't that just like God?
¿Qué no es así Dios? Así Dios es, ¿no es así?
The funniest thing was, I wished I would have thought to ask him later.
Y lo bueno, deseo haberle preguntado en ese tiempo después.
He just gave me a look.
Él me dio una mirada.
That I interpreted.
Que yo interpreté.
Why do you got a rock in your pocket?
¿Por qué tienes una piedra en tu bolsillo?
Well, that's nice that that's there, but why would you have a rock in your pocket on a Sunday morning?
Está bien que la tengas, pero ¿por qué tienes una piedra en el bolsillo el domingo en la mañana?
And if I can just overlook the humor in all of this for a moment.
Y si podemos ver pasar el humor por un minutito.
And just tell you, my friend, there is a warrior in your garden.
Y le quiero decir, mi amigo, hay un guerrero en tu jardín.
From the smallest little of things.
Desde las cosas más pequeñitas y chiquitas.
To the greatest of things.
Hasta las cosas más grandes.
There is a warrior in your garden.
Hay un guerrero en tu jardín.
And he has already conquered every fight you will ever face.
Ya ha ganado toda batalla que vas a encontrarte.
He has already prepared you for the greatest of victories.
Ya te ha preparado para la victoria más grande.
Your best days are ahead of you, they are not behind.
Tus días mejores están adelante, no atrás.
Because there is a warrior in your garden.
Porque hay un guerrero en tu jardín.
And he's calling on you today.
Y él te está llamando.
Do not be afraid.
Y diciendo, no temas.
Neither life nor death.
Ni de la muerte,
nor
ni de
principalities,
la
nor powers.
No hay principado,
nothing shall separate you.
Nada te separará.
There's a warrior in your garden.
Hay un guerrero en tu jardín.
He might just look like a gardener.
Pareciera que solo es un jardinero.
He might look like he's doing something rather insignificant.
Pareciera que está haciendo algo no importante.
But he's there pulling out those weeds
Pero
that are there.
Está quitando la maleza de ese lugar.
To choke the life blood out of your story.
Esa maleza que ahoga la vida.
But he's there tending to the garden.
Pero ahí está cuidando el jardín.
Do not worry, do not be afraid.
No temas, no te preocupes.
I've prepared a great day for you.
He preparado un gran día para ti.
Come on, why don't you stand with me this morning?
De pie conmigo.
I would tell you, church.
Le quiero decir, iglesia,
this great, great church.
Esta gran iglesia.
I tell you, there's a warrior in your garden.
Le digo este día, hay un guerrero en su jardín.
There's no need for you to fear.
No hay necesidad que usted tema.
Jesus Christ is here.
Jesucristo está aquí.
What are you afraid of?
¿De qué tiene temor?
Who are you looking for?
¿A quién está buscando?
He is here.
Él está aquí.
Let me just wrap this up by asking while you're standing. Let me just ask you.
Quiero preguntarle mientras está de pie.
If I were at home, I should have put as much thought in this as Roy did when he came over by us.
Debería haber puesto mis pensamientos.
I don't have a piece of paper to hand out for all of you.
No tengo un papel que compartir con ustedes, una hoja.
But I wish that I could get you.
Pero quisiera poderle darle algo.
To write down.
Para escribir
every lie that
cada,
you have believed about yourself.
Cada mentira que ha creído acerca de usted.
I'm not worthy.
No soy digno.
I'm a failure.
Soy un fracaso.
That will never work.
Eso nunca va a funcionar.
You'll never succeed.
Nunca vas a salir adelante.
I wish I could get you to write those things down.
Me gustaría que alguien escribiera esas cosas.
And in some prayer time, turn those over to Jesus.
Y después en oración, entregarla a Jesucristo.
And ask that beautiful warrior in your garden.
Y preguntarle a ese precioso, hermoso guerrero en el jardín.
Ask him, what do you say about me?
Y preguntarle qué opinas tú de mí.
Who do you say that I am?
¿Quién dices tú que soy?
I'd like you to ask Jesus that this morning.
Me gustaría, bueno, preguntar eso a Jesús esta mañana.
Who do you say that I am?
¿Quién piensas tú que soy, Jesús?
And I'd like you to write that down.
Y quiero que escriba eso.
If you've got a phone, maybe just type that in a text.
Si tiene un teléfono, escríbalo ahí.
Text yourself.
A usted mismo escriba eso en un texto o algo así.
Who Jesus says that you are.
¿Quién piensa Jesús que tú eres?
Gideon is saying, I'm a loser.
Tal vez dice, soy un perdedor.
But God is calling him a conqueror.
Pero Dios te está diciendo, eres un conquistador.
Moses is saying, I stutter when I speak.
Moisés dice, pues soy tartamudo.
Moses is saying, I'm not a good public speaker.
No puedo hablar en público, dice Moisés.
Jesus is saying, I'm leading you
Pero
to
Jesús
save the nations.
Dice, yo te voy a usar para guiar a la nación.
Maybe I could just say this.
Tal vez pueda decir esto.
It'll never take any faith to believe what the devil tells you.
Nunca va a tomar, casi no va a tomar fe para creer lo que Satanás te dice.
He speaks to what your flesh is already believing.
Él habla a lo que tu carne ya cree.
Oh, I failed before, I'll fail again.
Oh, fracasé antes, voy a fracasar otra vez.
Oh, I've let her down before, I'm just going to let her down again.
Oh, decepcioné y otra vez voy a decepcionar.
Oh, I tried that, but that didn't work.
Oh, eso no funcionó y lo traté.
So the lies that the devil is telling you.
Mentiras de Satanás.
But the Holy Ghost.
Pero el Espíritu Santo
Everything he tells you
lo que el Espíritu Santo, cada lo que te dice él,
will require faith to believe.
Va a requerir fe para que tú le creas.
It's so easy to distinguish
es tan fácil distinguir
between the enemy
entre el enemigo
and the gardener.
Y el jardinero.
He's got hope.
Él tiene esperanza.
He's got promise.
Él tiene promesa.
He's got healing for
él tiene sanidad.
You. Oh, I'm 60 years old. It's just never going to get any better.
Ya tengo 60 años. Ya no se va a mejorar este asunto.
That is exactly what the enemy of your soul wants you to believe.
Y eso es lo que el enemigo quiere que usted crea.
I got 30-year-olds that believe it's never going to get any better.
Conozco gente de 30 años que dicen que no va a mejorar nada.
I've got so many weeds in my life.
Tanta maleza que ha habido en mi vida.
I've got so much brokenness in my life.
Tengo tanto quebrantamiento en mi vida.
But there's a warrior in your garden
Pero
this morning.
Hay un guerrero en su jardín.
And he's calling on you to believe.
Y él está llamando que le creas a él.
He's calling on you to ask him.
Que le preguntes tú a él.
And he's asking you to listen.
Te está pidiendo, escúchale.
Listen to his voice.
Escucha su voz.
You are his sheep.
Tú eres la oveja de Dios.
And you know the voice of the shepherd.
Y usted sabe la voz de él.
Ask him this morning.
Pregúntele esta mañana.
He is the God that still speaks.
Él es el Dios que sigue hablando.
And he has already gone on before you.
Y él ya ha ido enfrente de ti.
Would you talk to him this morning?
Hablemos con él. ¿Quiere hablar con él esta mañana?
There is power in your
alabar, continue to pray and worship. Yo sé cuando el Señor habla a la gente. I know that when God speaks to the people, no solo habla a la gente que están en el frente. He doesn't only talk to the people that are in front. Yo sé que el Señor está hablando a toda la gente que están aquí. I know that God's talking to everybody that's here this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Si recibió, if you received una palabra de Dios, donde está, wherever you are, no tiene que recibir solamente aquí. You don't have to only receive it up front. Quiero que trae contigo, that you bring with you esta palabra cuando sale de este lugar. When you leave this place, take that word with you. Amen. 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 Siempre es mejor, está mejor para venir por el frente. It's always better to come up front porque es un acto de fe. It's an act of faith. Pero no diga que no tiene una palabra de Dios. That doesn't mean that you didn't receive the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Take it with you. Amen. Sale con la palabra que tiene esta hora. Leave with the word that you've received this moment, this hour. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Recuerden ustedes, remember everyone, vamos a tener una fiesta por Pastor Roy. We're going to have a party for Pastor Roy in the fellowship hall ahorita. We're going to move over to the fellowship hall to have a fellowship there to celebrate Pastor Roy's birthday. God bless you. Thank you for being here today. Muchas gracias por venir hoy.